Some 90% of the NRC staff was to have been furloughed beginning Monday, but some leftover money is keeping the agency funded until Thursday. That's according to NRC spokesman Neil Sheehan.
However, if the government shutdown continues at the close of business Thursday, we would start to go to reduced staffing. And that would mean we would maintain our on-site inspectors, our resident inspectors, as well as some emergency response personnel, and then some skeleton crew in some other offices. But the size of our staffing would shrink from its normal roughly 3,900 to about 300 or so.
Now, how does this impact the oversight of a plan? As you know, we're concerned in my area, specifically with Indian Point, which is obviously undergoing a relicensing procedure. Does that delay the procedure in terms of case review? How does it impact oversight and relicensing?
Well, I mean, basically what it means is we'll still have our frontline inspectors, the inspectors who are based at the plant, will remain on the job. But a lot of the other inspections that we perform, including radiation safety, reactor safety, engineering, specialized inspections that we carry out will be affected. We are looking to reschedule those once until after the government shutdown concludes. So yes, it'll have some real impacts. In terms of Indian Point relicensing, that remains to be seen, but clearly if this goes on for any length of time, it would impact the scheduling for the license renewal review as well.
The license for Westchester County-based Indian Point 2 expired September 28th. But the paperwork has been in place for the reactor to continue operating until the NRC renders a decision, which is several months away. The license for Indian Point 3 expires in December 2015. In a separate but related matter, the NRC may have to postpone scheduled public meetings on a proposed rule on environmental study called Waste Confidence. The proposed rule was developed to replace a provision in the NRC's environmental regulations that was updated in 2010 but struck down last year by the District of Columbia Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. The ruling directed the NRC to develop a new rule and generic environmental impact statement on the extended storage of spent fuel beyond a reactor's licensed life. Just a few of the NRC's public meetings are completed. The bulk are scheduled for the rest of October and beginning of November, with one in Westchester.
We do have one at the moment, scheduled for October 30th in Tarrytown. However, if the government shutdown continues, we would probably look to reschedule that.
He adds,
and it does impact license renewal because the commission has said until that process concludes, we're not going to issue a final decision on any new reactor or license renewal applications.
There are several components factoring into an NRC decision on relicensing Indian Point. One involves a water quality permit. In 2010, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation denied this permit for Indian Point, a permit that is necessary for relicensing. Entergy is contesting that denial, and DEC administrative law judges have been reviewing the case. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.